Steve Chong.
There will be more independent music, along with scores from the Western Lacrosse Association and Northwest League. First up in the second half is the fifth group of the hour, Cornelius Dream in Dream. The tune is Dream in the Midst.
Thank you.
That was Dream in the Midst from Cornelius, Dream in Dream. I'd like to shift gears to the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is an amateur league of senior A-box lacrosse sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association. Each year, the playoff teams in the WLA compete for the right to confront the major lacrosse champion based in Ontario for the Man Cup every year. On August 5th, Jacob Dunbar earned Rookie of the Year. Just a minute, please. Let me look at where Jacob Dunbar is playing for. Jacob Dunbar plays for the Burnaby Lakers. WLA announced multiple awards on August 8th. Vinny Ricci of the Coquitlam 18X earned the Unsung Hero. Gordy Phillips of the Burnaby Lakers received Value and Sportsmanship, while three coaches won Coach of the Year: Brian Nicola, Joan Nicholson of the Nanaimo Timbermen, and Rory McDade of the New West Salmon Bellies. The WLA playoffs resumed on August 8th, where the Nanaimo Timbermen bested the Langley Thunder 8-7 at Langley Event Center to get back in the 3-versus-2 series, where Nanaimo is the third seed. More awards were announced on August 9th. Frank Sigliano of the Langley Thunder earned the Outstanding Goalie, while Adam Wideman of the Nanaimo Timbermen received the Top Defensive Player. Later on August 9th, New West defeated Victoria 10-8 at Queen's Park Arena to advance to the 2023 WLA Finals, as the Salmon Bellies swept away the Shamrocks in three games. On August 10th, Jacob Dunbar of the Burnaby Lakers was named as the Rookie of the Year, while two players earned Most Valuable Player awards: Zach Manns of the Nanaimo Timbermen and Hayden Dixon of the New West Salmon Bellies. Later on August 10th, Langley defeated Nanaimo 9-7 at Frank Crane Arena as the Thunder eliminated Timbermen 3-1 to punch their ticket to the WLA Finals.
She needs to learn how to pay attention.
She's her potential.
Hi, I'm Jennifer, and in grade 10, I was diagnosed with ADHD. At the time, this diagnosis made the idea of pursuing post-secondary education seem like an impossible goal for me. However, every year became an opportunity to learn how to better manage my disability, and I ended up going to university. Through my journey, I've learned that your disability does not define who you are or your ability to succeed.
The LIME Network is a nonprofit organization, an exclusive resource for university students, professionals, and veterans who happen to have any type of disability. We develop communities and provide members with some of the tools and self-confidence they need to reach their full potential. To join, visit www.limeconnect.com.
Welcome back. The sixth act is Keder Levensky's K-Notes. Here is Reflex People.
Thank you.
коснется наших лиц, опущенных вовек, тогда откроется мир, души рассвет, тогда все лица друг другу явят свет планет. Когда наступит не среди зимы, когда твой свет коснется наших лиц, опущенных вовек, тогда откроется мир, души рассвет, тогда все лица друг другу явят свет планет.
I'd like to talk about the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. On August 5th, the host Hillsborough Hawks defeated the Vancouver Canadiens 5-3 at Ron Tonkin Field. The visitors Eugene Emeralds exorcised the Tri-City Dust Devils 9-1 at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington, and the Spokane Indians bested the host Everett Aqua Sox 7-5 at Funko Field. On August 6th, Hillsborough edged Vancouver 2-1, Everett tripled up Spokane 3-1, and Eugene blanked Tri-City 2-0. There were three venue changes on August 8th. Everett grounded the host Eugene 6-0 at PK Park. Spokane thumped the visitors Hillsborough 7-2 at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington. And the host Vancouver walked off Tri-City 8-7 in 11 innings as Kikai Rios belted a two-run home run off Roman Fonsarkar in Rogers Field at Nat Bailey. On August 9th, Everett shellacked Eugene 12-6. Hillsborough defeated Spokane 5-3 with two runs in the top of the 10th, and Vancouver doubled up Tri-City 4-2. On August 10th, Eugene walked off Everett 4-3. Hillsborough defeated Spokane defeated Hillsborough 6-4, and Vancouver shaded Tri-City 3-2. Three games are on tap today. In the earlier game, Vancouver shaded Tri-City 1-0. Later games have Everett continue in Eugene, while Hillsborough renew in Spokane County at 7:05. Both times are Pacific.
Western Front is pleased to present Tremor, a new performance by Samita Sinha. Tremor is the emergence of voice through wreckage and the celebration of the body as a gateway to the cosmos. Sinha works with fragments from Indian vocal traditions as vessels to harness and liberate energy through the body and sound. In Tremor, she voices a relationship to a live and immersive sonic environment. Join Samita at Western Front, 303 8th Avenue, in Vancouver on July 21st to 22nd, with performances at 8:45 p.m., doors at 8:30. Admission is by donation, with suggested amounts $15 to $35. More information can be found at westernfront.ca.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League, which is in the second half. The Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, who won the first half, are also first in the second half at 28-12. The Everett Aqua Sox, an affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, are second at 22-17. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, are third at 19-20. The Spokane Indians, an affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, are fourth at 17-22. The Hillsborough Hops, an affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, are 5th at 16-23, with the Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels, last at 16-24.
We know the variants of concern are much more contagious.
COVID-19 variants as well.
Feeling overwhelmed? COVID-19 has many of us struggling with self-isolation, financial hardship, and uncertainty. Now more than ever, it is crucial that you stay informed about how to take care of your mind. Anxiety Canada is a non-profit organization that works to provide you with resources to help improve your mental health. Just like any other skill, healthy coping takes practice, and Anxiety Canada is here to help. Visit anxietycanada.com/COVID-19 for free, evidence-based digital resources on how to cope and where you can get help. Take time to focus on yourself. And remember,
you are not alone.
Welcome back. The seventh act is Shane Krause's Conjunctions for Johannes Kepler, Set 1, Geodesic, with conjunctions number 4, realization number 1, GOD.
Thank you.
you for listening to episode 31 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Now to the last tune, B44, it's McKinley Dixon's beloved Paradise Jazz. The Story So Far, Interlude.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia. There's an interruption to our regular programming, so please stand by.